You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable. Situation's terrible.
Are your artists of the day? Telephones are open and we have all open lines. If you want to get in with your grievances at 576-7798, or as always, of course, you can send in your grievance on text at 22980. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. But the phone lines are open at 576-7798. But as always, the honorary first grievance of the week goes to Will Sterrett.
You know, it seems that every game show that has a studio audience, they don't just clap like they used to. They now have to yell, "Woo!" for every little thing.
Oh.
And it drives me up the wall.
Oh.
So the wooing studio audience, that's my grievance.
You never disappoint, my friend.
Thank you.
You never disappoint. 576-7798. Get in early. Phone lines are filling up. 576-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Got a doozy on the text line to start us out. 22980 if you don't want to call in. My grievance is with Johnson County parents. I am a newer school administrator, and I want to quit.
Oh!
I get scratched, hit,
what?
Staplers thrown at me, my office furniture overturned, and the parents still yell at me and blame the school for their children behaving like this. Let's go to Brandon in Lee Summit. Brandon, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the show.
Anytime.
I got a grievance against foul language. I just think in today's society, it's excessively used, and it makes you sound extremely unintelligent. And if you're in the dating world, it's a definite turnoff.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wait. Where did you hear excessive foul language?
Well, I mean, I hear it in my work. I just hear it walking around Walmart, just out in public, on Facebook, especially on social media.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever corrected a snot-nosed teenager using language? And I only ask because I've heard it before at high school football games. You know, they're all like in a group trying to impress one another. And I have walked by and said, "Watch your mouth."
I have not.
Oh, I have. And I give him that look. That look.
Give me the look. Ooh, yes. That would
oh,
make
that's
me
scary.
Ooh, that would make me watch
scare
my language.
You.
Kylie in Independence. Hello, Kylie.
Hi. So my grievance is with all the drivers on the road. There's no common courtesy anymore. If somebody lets you in, just give a kind hand wave. I mean, there's everybody trying to get in anymore, and everybody just butts over and thinks that they own the road, but nobody will give you a hand wave when you're kind enough to let them over.
You're talking about the courtesy wave in traffic, which is as extinct as the dinosaurs.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, you're
it's
in.
Just like blinkers.
Right on. Steve in Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks.
Hey, last week or this earlier this week, y'all reported that there was a 500% increase in road rage murders, and that's not true. There's only been about, stays even about 30 per year. So there's basically a 0% increase in road rage murders since in the past like 15 years.
I'm not going to challenge you on that, Steve. Those numbers, I believe, were from the Washington Post, and it's been 2 weeks since we've talked about it. It was a market increase, as I recall, but I don't have it in front of me.
If you look at the sources, whoever wrote that 500% increase totally screwed that up.
Okay. I still choose not to flip people off when I'm driving because I'm certain they'll shoot me.
Let's go to Whitney in Kansas City, brought to you by Michelob Ultra on Festivus Friday. Whitney, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's it going, guys?
It's going quite well. Thank you for asking.
Good. So my grievance is bullying in the workplace and managers and supervisors who are too afraid to do anything about it.
What's going on at your workplace? Are you free to share or not?
You know, without going into too much fine detail, I mean, I've dealt with it with previous employers, too, and it's just a shame that because somebody is a star associate that you're too afraid to reprimand them for bullying. Star associates can still be bullies, you know?
Okay.
All right. You are in, my friend. Go ahead.
My grievance is my husband of many years.
Yeah, I saw this one.
Who told me a couple of days ago he wants a divorce because I have gained weight.
I didn't see that one.
Nothing else, they write, just my weight. Just going to let that
one ride. Just let it ride.
Note out there.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
I'd like lightning.
That's not the use of the term ride the lightning. Ramon in Kansas City. Ramon, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thank you. It's going well.
Oh, I love this one, Ramon. Lay it on me.
Hey, my grievance is all of the parents that think it is cool or okay for their kids not only act out in school, but in public, and they just smirk and laugh it off. Like, it's just no big deal.
What have you seen, my friend? What have you seen? You tell me.
Oh, my God. I've seen kids talking back to their parents, cussing them out, you know, doing crazy things in the store, like running off, not really. And the parents are like, okay, that's just, you're fine. You do you, and I'll continue shopping. And they'll run over me or we'll be in the Sam's Club, and Lord behold, there is a kid climbing on the actual aisle. Like, I mean, come on, what if something falls over? What if something gets hurt? And then now it's the store's fault that your child is now injured because you allowed this behavior, not only today, but every day?
Ramon, it is a good grievance. Thank you for it. However, can I clarify something? That's not what I thought he was going to say. The screen says ACT out. I thought his grievance were parents who let their kids' ACT scores out. I believe that to also be a valid, fantastic grievance.
Do you know what ACT spells?
What's the American College Test, I believe.
No, I believe it's ACT.
I thought he was going to say the parents who were like, my kid got a 36! And then there are other people in the room going,
what?
My kid didn't get it.
How did you get that from that?
Because it says parents who let their kids ACT out.
No,
I thought he was going to say.
Parents who let their kids act out.
Well, it's college exam season, and anyone else reading that is going to read ACT.
I typed it as act out.
Because someone just wrote in and said, my grievance is filling out the FAFSA. It's college exam time, people.
Wow.
I think those scores should be kept private.
I didn't see that.
I don't think everyone should be running down the halls screaming about the score they got.
Right.
Wait, so you read FAFSA as FAFSA.
Yeah, that's the FAFSA, the federal.
But ACT federal didn't look like ACT.
No, that's the ACT.
Gotcha.
Do you not have a senior?
No, I don't. I have a freshman and a freshman.
Yeah, well.
576-7798. It feels good. Yeah. It feels good. get to Jared in Raymore. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Festivus Friday is. Hello, Jared.
How are we?
We are well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, my grievance actually is with kind of a work occurrence. It's when you get customers that call in and they'll say, hey, is Mike there? And be like, sure is. Let me get you the mic. And before you can even do that, they start proceeding with telling you their whole life story and what they're calling about and everything else. I thought etiquette goes, you tell me you're looking for Mike, then you shush and let me get you to Mike so you don't have to tell me and Mike the same thing over and over and over again.
Right on, man. Good grievance. Good.
I like that one a lot.
That was good. Janet in Pleasant Hill. Janet, hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hey. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
And to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Dana. I'm upset with you.
You're upset with me?
I rely on you to give me all knowledge of Topeka, Kansas.
Oh, and did I miss something?
And today I found out on OMG Facts, you know, those little calendars,
yeah,
that in Topeka, Kansas, it is illegal to sing the alphabet on the street at night.
Is that one of those old, like, 1600 laws that's still on the books?
I don't know. I just found out. I could have been arrested.
Illegal
to keep me safe.
To sing the alphabet. Well, it's not illegal to walk around naked. We know that. Thanks a lot, naked Topeka weirdo.
Well, don't sing the alphabet when you're walking around naked. Then you shouldn't have any problem like
that. That's good.
Okay. I'm looking it up right now. Mark in Overland Park. Mark, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello there.
Hi.
Good. It's quite, we're doing well. Thank you.
My grievance is with parents who expect the school system to teach their kids good manners and good behavior.
Okay.
And that's it.
Wait. Your frustration is with parents who want the schools to teach their kids good behavior?
No, who expect the schools to teach them good behavior. That's the parents' job. They should do that before the kids ever go to school.
Well, I would agree with that, Mark. I don't know that always happens.
By the way,
in every case, but I agree.
In Topeka, Dana,
yes.
As a resident, it is not just against the law to sing the alphabet. Mm-hmm. It is against the law to sing at all.
Oh.
When the street lights come on at night.
Oh, well.
But you can be naked.
But you can
no
be
worries.
Naked. Naked
even
Topeka
if you,
guy.
Even if you whistle a tune, you can be arrested for causing a disturbance.
Oh, good Lord. Listen to this from the text line. My grievance is the lack of appreciation for IT professionals. You never get a thank you for the million things that work, but one thing breaks or there's an email interruption for 10 minutes and we're the bad guy. We have to be right every time.
Elizabeth in South Kansas City. Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Elizabeth once. We'll put you on hold. Ooh. Hang tight. Jeff in Tonganoxie. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. It was good seeing you guys the last time you were at 54th Street Grill and Bar.
It was a pleasure to see you.
My grievance is with those people who were giving you a hard time a couple weeks ago. I guess it's been about a month ago. About this particular noise you would make every once in a while.
You mean my snorting?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. But I want to tell you that it reminded me of my stepdad, who since, so for me it was a good thing, and I just wanted to. I was just kind of angry that they were kind of singling you out like that.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, you be good.
Couple things. My grievance is being pregnant. My back hurts. I'm tired. I'm always hungry, and all I want is a glass of wine. From the text line, mirroring my grievance, we know a family who put on their graduation announcement that their son got a 36 on the ACT.
Braggers.
Seriously? That is beyond the pale.
Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thanks.
So my grievance is with driving through construction zones, and it's not because of the construction itself. It's when the speed limit sign says 55, and you've got someone riding 2 inches from your tail, or they go flying past you in a construction zone. That just drives me absolutely insane. either that or when there's like a mile ahead, it says left lane closed, merge, and you have someone waiting until the very last second to try to bully in front of everybody else.
Is that the zipper merge?
Yeah, is that the zipper merge?
That would be a zipper merge.
Well, there's a, like, for example, on, I think it's 635 North.
Okay.
It, for about a half a mile or so, it says left lane closed, you know, merge now, and then there's...
Oh, you're talking about a regular merge on a highway.
No, a construction zone merge.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and, you know, and they've got it all blocked off, and then they have signs that say, do not pass. And you've got some idiot go flying past everybody who has gotten over ahead of time like you're supposed to.
Yep.
And then we'll try to bully in front of somebody, and
then there's always a dum-dum that, yeah.
Mike, it's a good one. We hear that one a lot.
You know what solves that problem, Mike? The middle finger.
No.
I have found what solves that problem is not letting them over. I've been known to take up both lanes, and I've got a TV radio in my truck. I'll radio ahead to other people and say, hey, you know, someone trying to bully in front.
Okay.
And semi-truckers will block them off.
Okay.
From the text line, my grievance is, why do public bathrooms open into the stall? You cannot hardly get your body in to shut the door. If you have a purse or a toddler, it's even harder. That is a great grievance. Think about it. The doors open
inward,
into the stall.
Unless it is the handicap stall, and I think they open outward.
Right.
I bet there is a law.
That says they have to open
in? If you are a business, for example.
Yeah.
Your doors have to open outward.
Why?
In case there's an emergency. The human, what's the word, instinct
is to push out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in case there's a lawsuit because I'm coming out of the stall, I swing open the door and I whack you in the head with it.
Bet that is the law regarding bathroom stalls, is that they have to open inward so that you don't hit somebody as they open outward.
I'm looking it up right now.
But notice this, if you ever walk into a business, the doors, if they're not automatic sliders, always open outward. There's a reason for that. Because your human nature, if there is an emergency, God forbid a shooter, a fire, whatever, is to run out, to push out. That's why the doors open outward.
Also, if there's a mob of people heading towards that door, you can't exactly take the time to pull it open.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the-
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. 576-7798. Let's go to Moderate Fan in Olathe. Hello, Moderate Fan.
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It has been.
Well, it's probably because you haven't been tuning in lately.
Oh, I have been. You just haven't piqued my interest. My grievance... You've been talking a lot about this, you know, college stuff and ACTs and all this, and it's just... I guess the pressure in general we put on these kids and the parents and the schools put on these kids to go to college and to get into college and to get a degree in all these high-paying jobs. And there's so many jobs out there that you can do that don't require a college degree that are still going to pay you really well, that don't require 4 or 5 years of school and tens of thousands of dollars in debt. So we definitely need to encourage those type of jobs more, whether, you know, plumbers, electricians, truck drivers, whatever, that are still good jobs to have, jobs that we all really need people to have.
It's a good grievance.
Moderate fan of the show, called a couple times.
Yep, that's you, all right.
Yeah, it really is. I wasn't lying.
Oh, he's awesome.
I love Moderate Fan.
Moderate fan of the show, called a couple times.
Moderate Fan, I hope we can pique your interest a little bit more in the future.
I hope so, too. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
I love that guy.
He's very funny.
He doesn't sound convinced we're going to pique his interest. Which, by the way, I had no idea a random conversation about which way bathroom doors open would bring about like 50,000 texts about bathroom doors and why they exist the way they do. But that is the hill people are dying on right now.
A lot of people have some insight about bathroom doors.
They have a lot of insight on the text line about the bathroom doors.
Moderate fan of the show. Called a couple times.
He's awesome. Moderate fan, I hope that you would listen a little bit more and call in a little bit more. Chris in North Kansas City. Hello, Chris.
Hey, I'm a moderate fan, too, from the Northland. Listen, I have a grievance. I just think it's awful that a co-host of this show would book her husband for a 4:15 Thursday radio interview and then blow him off. I don't listen to the show much, but that's what I hear.
Where did you hear this rumor, moderate fan?
I saw it on Twitter.
Hi, honey.
I am sitting on the KNBC 9 News anchor desk right now, delivering my grievance ahead of KNBC 9 News at 6.
Chris, you sound flustered. I'm going to be honest, man.
Well, it's been more than 24 hours, Scott, and the hurt, it runs deep.
Was it a cut, Chris?
It was deep.
Hi, honey.
I don't even think I got an apology, Scott. Do you believe that?
I did, too. Oh, I apologized to you on Twitter.
I have absolutely no doubt that you didn't get an apology.
I absolutely
this
did.
This woman can never admit when she's wrong, Chris, and you know it.
I said, honey, I am so sorry I ADD'd you. That is exactly what I said, and you know it.
But have you seen each other face-to-face, Chris, in the last 24 hours?
Got home last night. She said, I'm tired. Fell asleep. There you go.
That's not an apology to me.
No, it doesn't sound like an I'm sorry either. Did you see her this morning before she left for work, Chris?
Yes.
Yep.
And how many times did she profusely apologize, Mr. Ketz, for dogging you yesterday? And by dog, I mean dog.
Scott?
Yes.
Absolutely none.
I knew it.
No times. None.
Would you care to apologize? Hang on. Make sure we're rolling tape in case she accidentally does it.
Chris, hang on. She's not challenging
the grievance, is she?
No.
We're trying to acquiesce the grievance.
All right.
Would you care to apologize to your husband on the air and publicly for dissing him yesterday?
I would like to publicly apologize for conflating 4:15 with 4:45. I felt terrible. He had a long day yesterday. He had a lot going on with his special that he aired about the John Robinson special airing tonight on ABC News on 2020. And I felt terrible. For that, I apologize.
Chris, do you accept said apology?
What do you think, Scott?
There was one disclaimer in there, but otherwise I thought it was pretty good.
All right. If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
We'll say it was moderately genuine.
By the way, when is the 2020 thing on Johnny Robinson? Because that's going to be awesome.
8 o'clock tonight on Channel 9. It's really going to be, in all seriousness, it's really going to be good.
Have you seen it or just the preview?
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Okay.
Will you DVR it for me? Because I don't know how to do that.
What's your name again?
Now, wait, Chris, in fairness, why do you keep unfriending her on Facebook?
I don't know how that is happening. I genuinely, honestly, don't know how that's happening.
Okay, because it's happened more than once.
Yeah, it's happened like 3 times, and I'm doing something wrong, and I don't know what it is.
Today it says we're friends, so you're good.
Well, then there you go. Tomorrow, who knows?
Tell each other that you love each other.
I love you.
I love you. You go do the news.
Right.
Chris, hey.
Yes?
I'm going to get home at 6:05 because I live real close to the radio station.
You do.
You better deliver me that news like you've never delivered that news.
We'll be here on Channel 9.
Right on, brother. I love you. Be good, man.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.
I forgot. The 2020 thing's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yep. Bill in Warrensburg. Bill, hello.
Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Bill.
Yeah. My grievance on is they sell these SUVs to these women that are 65, 75, or 85. And besides owning the road, they can't see between the steering wheel and the dash. And you think the car's driving itself.
Hmm. Okay.
Is there an age, Bill, that you think older women should not be allowed to drive?
I think really once you get to be
18,
70 or 75, it needs to be a yearly thing for your mental awareness of the road.
But just for women, right?
Yeah, just for women.
No. I'm just saying women are shorter than most men.
And they don't drive as well. I mean, who are we kidding?
I won't hear that.
Okay. Damn it. I hate it when you set a trap and nobody walks in.
You were fishing for that one.
He's not going to do it.
Ben in Kansas City. Ben, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
No problem. My grievance is I just got off work, so I had to rant to somebody about it, and I happened to tune in the show. So I am a leasing consultant at some apartments, and I hate when my grievance would be when people are looking for an apartment home 2 years in advance rather than just waiting kind of farther down the timeline to actually figure it out. I think it's different whenever you're searching for, you know, a house, of course, but I don't see why you're coming into an apartment leasing office 2 years before you decide to move.
Two years?
Swear on my life.
Why?
That's exactly what I was going through my head. Like, trust me.
Like, a lot can happen in 2 years.
Exactly. And it's not like a house. It's an apartment, you know? It's not even, like, house hunting. You're looking to rent an apartment. Why are you coming here 2 years before even thinking about leasing it? I just had to rant that to somebody today. So.
Well, Ben, A, how old are you? You sound very young.
I'm 20.
Wow. Thank you for tuning into the show.
Absolutely.
What do you tell these people when they come in looking for an apartment for 2021?
Literally. I try my best. I really just tell them I can really only see up to a few months into the future, and besides that, it's out of my hands, but I'm on the clock, so I'll try my best to help you out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ben, you take care of yourself, buddy.
In 2 years, you might not even be there. The apartment might not even be there.
Your life could have changed. You could have gotten married.
You could have gotten in a car wreck.
Well, I go positive, you go negative.
I'm just saying, a lot can happen in 2 years.
576-7798, Festus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Let's get to the phones, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This is Festivus Friday. Joe in Kansas City. Joe, hello.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Well, we're better than we deserve. Thank you, my friend.
So my grievance is I'm a Lyft driver, and down in downtown, every time there's something going on at the Sprint Center, they block off the road so all the drunks can walk across the road without being hit, and it creates a hectic drive for all of us drivers. And I'm just like, let Darwinism win. We need to thin the herd anyways.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to put you on hold after that because that was an avocation for violence. The drunk people have every right to watch their show.
I feel like it's Friday and everyone's just letting off a little steam.
Barbara in Independence. Barbara, hello.
Well, hello. I love your show.
Thank you. It's yours.
My grievance is in response to the person that said that we women shouldn't be driving past age 70. I was 69 in June. I still have my CDL license. I drove a school bus for 30 years and never had an accident with my kids. I was rear-ended by a young man this summer that didn't have insurance on his car.
Oh.
And I wasn't doing anything wrong. So that guy needs to get off the road and forget about driving.
You're talking about Bill or the young man?
Yeah, I'm talking about the guy. Yeah, if he's going to be that irritated, he needs to just quit driving, and then he won't have that irritation.
Okay. Barbara, you are in, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. You take care of yourself, all right?
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye, kiddo. Julie in Kansas City. Julie, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
You guys doing okay?
Oh, we're doing great.
Good. Well, my grievance is I just left work, and I work past downtown off of 71 Highway, and I'm coming up 71 Highway onto 35, you know, across the Bond Bridge, and 95% of the cars that I pass, I look over, and somebody's holding up an iPad or a phone, and they're texting. And I know you guys have heard this a million times before, but I'm hoping that some of these lame brains are listening driving home and thinking, oh, I better put it down. Because, I mean, every single person, it seems like.
I'll tell you, Julie, I'm glad you called in, because this was going to actually be my grievance of the day. And you're right, it is a little bit tried and true on the show that people complain about things in traffic and people texting and driving. But I was driving home this morning after dropping off my daughter at school, and I'm on Shawnee Mission Parkway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I look over, and there is a guy in a box truck that has the name of a river in Brazil. I'm not going to tell you what river it was.
The Brazilian?
No, Dana, it was not the Brazilian.
Sao Paulo River?
It was not the Sao Paulo River. I watched this guy texting his brains out. Now, he may have been putting in a location on his GPS or whatever.
Which you're supposed to do before you leave.
Right.
But he was looking, and he was in a box truck with the name of a river in Brazil. You figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah, and something that has another word that ends with steak or rib. And I was like, it was everything I could do not to be what? It was everything I could do not to be that old white-haired man and up. And yeah, roll down my window and go, come on!
Yeah. And I want to pull up my phone and put the camera on and take a picture of him, but I would be just as guilty then.
And you would be distracted. Mm-hmm. You are right, Julie.
Yeah.
From the text line, my grievance is with whoever tore down that Ramada Inn. Where am I supposed to now do meth and other methy things?
Good question. Very good question. 576-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Ken in Liberty. Ken, good afternoon. Hello.
Afternoon. Love what you do with the show.
Thank you.
Okay, my grievance is with people and zipper merges.
Oh, good Lord.
So, I'm driving down on 635 North. And there's a guy driving down the middle of two lanes on the zipper, blocking traffic because he doesn't want anybody to pass him mm-hmm. on the zipper merge. And that's my grievance.
The text line exploded when that first caller weighed in about the zipper merge. You either get it or you don't. It makes people so angry either way.
As the main member of the board of directors on this program,
I second.
I haven't even proposed my motion.
I know what you're going to say, and I second it.
Zipper merge on Festivus Friday has become the abortion of conservative talk radio.
We're done with the zipper merge.
I third that.
You're not even on the board yet.
He is for this. We are banning the zipper merge grievance.
You have no vote. Hang on. You and I are at the moment, because Will and Sam don't have enough tenure, I have a 55% stake. You have a 45% stake until I take some away.
It took me 7 years.
Well, she has 24 and a half. You gave half of it to Will.
Thank you.
Oh, did I give half to Will?
You did, yes.
Okay, all right. But Will can't vote, so she can vote in his stead. I am proposing that we take no more calls, and nothing against you, previous caller. It's just the zipper merge is just, it literally is like the gun control and abortion of AM radio. It doesn't go anywhere.
I will agree with the one exception. If there is some type of news event involving the zipper merge.
There is no amendment to my offer.
Someone from KDOT or MoDOT would like to call in and explain it. That would be a rare exception to the zipper merge discussion.
Negative. My motion stands as offered.
See, I backed your stance, and you told me I didn't have any standing.
All right, fine. I second.
All right.
I've got one on the text line.
Passed.
My grievance is
no
the
more
fact
zipper merge grievances.
That my phone number is exactly one digit off of a local hospital phone number.
Hello, great guy.
They're calling me day and night, requesting to make appointments. Can I come visit? Conveniently, my name is also the same name as their receptionist.
We got to run. Dana, it was good to see you this week.
Good to see
you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I will. Enjoy Snoop Dogg, everybody.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. Sam Stevie's our producer. Dana Wright's my good friend and co-host. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun and be good.
for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.